Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Conference Championship Weekend episode of the Bacon Bets podcast. I apologize, did not have an episode up last week. Had some people message me wondering where it was at. Unfortunately, I was planning on recording one, but I recently bought a house. And last week, I did a lot of, basically every day, I was just driving to and from the new city that the house is in to meet with contractors and stuff. We're getting some renovations done before we move in, so... I digress. That doesn't really matter. The point is, I was a little too busy to record an episode last week, and it probably was for the best, because my picks were terrible, as they have been all football season. I was hoping the playoffs were going to give me a clean slate, but it turns out I can't escape how bad my picks have been. I guess I just have to wait till next season. So, but I do have some picks for today for the conference championship weekend. I have a bet on each side and also have three props for each game as well. Two props and then a touchdown score for each game. So I will get into those here in a little bit. I just wanted to talk about, because I don't know if I've recorded since last time. I guess I have recorded an episode since I started it. But if you're not following me on social media, please do at IanMacBets. I've started a... challenge this year of betting $100 a day for a year straight. I'm on day 16, and all I wanted heading into this challenge was the goal was let's just not start off really bad. Let's not start off with a cold streak. Let's just at least hover around 500 for a little bit. If I have to carry this on for a year, let's at least not get things ugly right away. And of course, what happened? Things have gotten ugly immediately. So. Through the first 15 days, my record sits at 20 wins, 36 losses. I'm down $443.97, which is tough. I was hoping to keep it under $1,000 loss for the entire year, and I'm barely over 2 weeks, and I'm almost halfway to that point. And then tonight, one of my $30 bets was Michigan over Indiana, and Michigan was covering. It was minus 16. They were covering the entire second half. They were up winning by 25 at one point. And then the entire last 5 minutes, Michigan would just like slowly dribble down the court and then just like just pass it a couple times and then just toss a random alley-oop that's not going anywhere and just let the ball go to bounds. And when they get fouled, they miss their free throws. I think they shot 66% from the line. And it was like I was just watching myself get stabbed in the gut, and there's nothing I could do with it. And of course, I ended up winning by 14, missed the cover by 2 points. So that's another loss. Thankfully, I think the Senators are about to win. But in order for me now to be profitable, because Michigan bet was $30, I need all three of the other bets to hit. So I'm on the coldest streak I've ever been on. At least during the fall, like football was not going well, but hockey was going really well. And, you know, I had some basketball plays that were going really well, but now nothing is working. And it's like every single bet just comes down to the very end, and every single bet just loses right at the end. This past weekend, I had Rams. All that needed to happen was for Caleb Williams not to have a circus throw for a touchdown, and he did. Even the week before, the Packers minus 2.5, there was 4th and 8 that time, wasn't it? And he threw while jumping for a completion, ended up going down to throw the game-winning touchdown, so... It just feels like every single game just comes down. Indiana, last night, they were covering late in the game. Miami went down and scored. Indiana had a chance to come down and score a touchdown to secure the win and get the cover. But 2nd and 1, guy went offside. 2nd and 6, nowhere. 3rd and 6, nowhere. So Miami got the ball back and Indiana didn't cover. It's just like every single game I'm betting on, my bet is winning up until the very end. And it's just very, very frustrating. It's killing me. on the inside. But I have committed to doing it for an entire year, so I will be doing it for an entire year, no matter how much money I lose. I might have to end up getting a second job, maybe go back to my high school job, maybe work at the local Wendy's, like I did in high school, to fund this. But listen, at the end of the day, betting, gambler giveth, gambler taketh away. Yeah, I think my luck has to turn around. I'm not going to finish profitable for the year, but at least if I can soften the blow of this extreme cold streak. 4-19 in my last 23 football bets since I started this challenge. So, yeah, it's not gone well. But yeah, let's hope maybe the hot streak starts this weekend with conference championship weekend. But if you're smart, you're going to take the plays I'm going to give you on this podcast, and you're just going to go ahead and bet the opposite. Before I get into my plays for this weekend, I want to let you know that I am partnered with Picket. If you know, I've been tracking my bets for the past few years on a different app, but Picket reached out and they wanted to partner with me for me to track my bets with them moving forward. So I am tracking all my bets on Picket. Actually, it's synced with my sports books themselves, so every bet that I place has to show up on Picket. I think there is a way that I could hide some bets, but no, every bet that I'll place moving forward, you'll see the exact amount and you'll see it tracked right there on Picket. So if you have Picket, be sure to follow me there at Ian MacBets, same as all my other social media platforms. If you don't have Picket, sign up for Picket. And when you do sign up for Picket, use the code MacBets. That lets them know that I sent you along. MacBets when you sign up at Picket. If you want to take your sports betting a little bit more seriously, I also suggest signing up for Picket Pro, which is the paid version of the app. If you use code MACBETS when signing up for Picket Pro, you get 10% off your first year of Picket Pro. It gives you a lot of tools, a lot of things that I should be doing when I place bets, but I don't. That's why I'm losing better. Like you get CLV analysis, you get parlay line shopping. If you do play parlays, you may as well do it at the sportsbook. That's going to give you the best odds possible. It gives you a hedging tool, which I really should be doing, is hedging some bets so I can guarantee a profit. It lets you use Picket on the web, which I prefer because I don't really like using my phone for things. I guess I'm just old school. Maybe I'm too old to like doing everything on my phone. I like having a big screen in front of me. And it also lets you link up, I think, some offshore sports books like Bovada. If you use them, I think BetUS, you can link your Picket with those sports books as well if you have the pro, if you have the pro version. So sign up for Picket using code MACBETS. It is free, just for the free version. You can still use code MACBETS, which lets them know that I sent you along. Follow me at Ian MacBets. You get all my bets in real time there. If you want to be a profitable better, more profitable than I am, a better than I am, then sign up for Picket Pro, which does cost money, but if you use code MACBETS, you get 10% off your yearly subscription for the first year. So code MACBETS, Picket, follow me on there, sign up, MACBETS, MACBETS, Picket, MACBETS. All right, let's get into it. Like I said, a bet on the side for each game and also three prop bets. So it is the Conference Championship Edition of the Bacon Bets Podcast. Let's go.
No, Lisa. The only monster here is the gambling monster that has enslaved your mother. I call him Gamblor, and it's time to snatch your mother from his neon claws!
More bacon than the pan can handle. 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 Utility man.
All right, let's dive into my plays for Sunday's Championship Sunday, I believe it's called, right? It starts with the AFC Championship game between the Broncos and the Patriots. Unfortunately, this game is not going to be nearly as fun or as interesting because Bo Nix got hurt. What an absolute heartbreaker for the Broncos. I guess if there's a shining light, a lot of people think Jarrett Stidham might not be that much worse than Bo Nix, from the non-Bo Nix believers out there. I will say, man, next life I come back, I want to come back as a Boston sports fan. What a fucking world. Just the breaks that go their way constantly. I thought it was a Tom Brady thing. Thought maybe it was a Bill Belichick thing. No, I think it's just the city of Boston thing. It's unbelievable. Easiest schedule in NFL history. They play a Texans team. Their offense can't do anything, but the other team's offense plays worse. What bum team do they play? They play the Chargers, who are banged up all over the place in the first round. Now they finally get a tough game against the Broncos, and the Broncos' star quarterback goes down. Thankfully, if the Patriots do make the Super Bowl, I think they'll just get absolutely crushed. But in terms of my pick for a side in this one, I am going to go Patriots -5, -110 against the Broncos. I do know a lot of sharp bettors are actually on the Broncos in this game because they believe the drop-off between Bo Nix and Jarrett Stidham isn't as significant as the spread would make you think. Because I believe the Broncos would be slight favorites if Bo Nix was playing. So now the Patriots are 5-point favorites. It's like a 6-7-point swing with no Bo Nix from Bo Nix to Jarrett Stidham. I get that's an overreaction. I get it. But I would have liked the Patriots as slight underdogs with Bo Nix. I like the Patriots a -5 against Jarrett Stidham. There's some things I've seen from this Patriots team that makes me think they're going to win this one kind of going away. The biggest argument against the Patriots all season was obviously their weak schedule, but it was their defense. I said it myself as a reason why I actually bet against them both games that they played in the playoffs. But of course, their defense has actually looked very, very good recently. Completely shut down both the Chargers and Texans. I know the Chargers and Texans have their fair share of injuries. Nico Collins over the Texans, both starting tackles over the Chargers. But still, it's not like they just slowed them down. They completely shut them down. Patriots have allowed just 3.4 yards per play over their last three games. That's the lowest in the NFL. I get it. It's the Texans' injured offense and bad offense. It's the Chargers' injured offense. I think it was the Jets in Week 18. But still, the Patriots' defense got healthy late. They're drawing up some crazy blitzes. And now they take on Jarrett Stidham, who hasn't started the game since 2023, I think it was the last time that he started the game. He started 2 for the Broncos. And then, of course, you have the Patriots offense, which, yes, they're going up against the Broncos defense, but the Broncos defense, you can find ways to exploit them. And one of those ways I'm going to bring up here, actually, right now. So my pickup first side is Patriots -5, -110. My first prop bet, Kayshon Boutte over 37.5 receiving yards at -110. The strategy to move the ball down the field against the Broncos defense is to target the side of the field that Patrick Surtain is not on. You would think Patrick Surtain's probably going to shadow Stephon Diggs, so that should open things up for the Patriots' number two receiver, number two option in the passing game, Kayshon Boutte. So I'll go over 37.5 receiving yards for him. He has 66 yards and 75 yards in the Patriots' two playoff games so far. And like I said, if the Broncos shadow Stephon Diggs, I think Kayshon Boutte is going to see his fair share of targets. So not only am I going to bet over 37.5 receiving yards, but one of my touchdown score for this game is also Kayshon Boutte touchdown at +280, which I believe is at FanDuel. Scored a touchdown last week. This is just, I'm just doubling up on the same strategy. I think he's going to be targeted quite a bit by the Patriots offense based on their game plan and where Patrick Surtain lines up. So I think he's going to go over his receiving yards. I think a touchdown bet on him at +280 is worth a look as well. I do have a bet on a Broncos player though, and I am going to bet on Jarrett Stidham, but I'm going to go with Jarrett Stidham over 13.5 rushing yards at -108, over 13.5 rushing yards at -108. I think this is kind of pure speculation here, but I do think Sean Payton, one of the ways that he's going to game plan Jarrett Stidham in this game is to run a lot of quarterback design plays, a lot of RPOs, a lot of quarterback design runs. I mean, Bo Nix already has a lot of design runs himself. So I think he's going
to... Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
I do a similar strategy with Jarrett Stidham and actually use his legs, maybe even more. Because passing concepts, I mean, it's going to be tough to kind of get him completely caught up with all of those. To get his chemistry with the receivers is going to be tough. He doesn't obviously practice with the first team. I think the easiest types of plays that you can confidently implement with Jarrett Stidham at quarterback is rushing plays. And he is pretty mobile. In his two starts with the Raiders, he had a combined 14 carries for 84 yards. So he's ran the ball in the past. The two starts he had for the Broncos a couple of years ago, he did carry the ball. He didn't get a lot of yards. But he is a guy that's not afraid to use his legs whatsoever. So not only do I think there's going to be some designed runs for him from Sean Payton, I think there's going to be opportunities he drops back to pass, doesn't see anyone, and he just takes off with his legs, especially if the Patriots get up, they play prevent defense, drop all their defenders back, there's going to be space for Jarrett Stidham to run. And the total's only 13.5. So I think a lot of different things are pointing towards Jarrett Stidham going over that rushing yards total. I actually really like that bet. And if you're listening to this early in the week, then I would bet that sooner rather than later, because I bet you this is going to go up as the week goes on. So yeah, Jarrett Stidham over 13.5 rushing yards. Those are my four bets for Patriots and Broncos. Let's move over to the NFC Championship, which I think we can all agree, unless you're a Broncos or Patriots fan, or unless you don't know ball, this is the real Super Bowl. I'll tell you right now, I've looked at the hypothetical lines. I will be betting whatever team wins this game, I'll be betting in the Super Bowl, for sure. So Rams, Seahawks, in my opinion, the two best teams in the NFL. If you look at DVOA, they're ranked number one, they're ranked number two. I actually believe net yards per play, they're ranked number one and number two as well. Let me verify that. I'm just going to bring that up now. Net yards per play. Yeah, number one, number two, net yards per play, number one, number two, DVOA. These are the two best teams the NFL has to offer. So whoever wins this game is going to be significantly favored in the Super Bowl. Actually, I think the look-ahead line had Seahawks 3.5 favorites over the Patriots. I think Rams 4.5 point favorites over the Patriots. Broncos at 7.5, 8.5. So they're, no matter who's going to come out of the NFC against who they play, there will be favorites of at least 3 points. So let's get into my pick for this game. Picking a side. I bet this yesterday at -2.5. Is the 2.5 still out there? 2.5 is still out there, at least at -114. I think you might struggle to find 2.5 at -110, but you might find it out there. But I will go. Oh, here we go. I will go Seahawks -2.5, -110. Now, I went back and forth on this one. There's a strong argument to be made for both teams. The argument, if you're going to bet on the Rams, is that they're the more experienced team. They have a coach and a quarterback duo who's won a Super Bowl before, who has gone on deep playoff runs before, who knows what this big of a game feels like, who has delivered in big games. And then the argument against the Seahawks would be you have Sam Darnold, you have to bet on Sam Darnold in a big game. If you're betting on the Seahawks, you're trusting Mike McDonald in his first playoffs as a head coach. Big moment, big game for both those guys. So if you're back in the Rams, that's the reason why. The reason why I took the Seahawks is two big reasons. Number one, the Rams have not played well in a long time. I actually don't think the Rams have looked themselves since week 15 against the Lions. Remember that win? They looked pretty good in that win. But still, they ended the regular season on a 3-3 run. They had losses to the Panthers and the Falcons. As much as I love my Falcons, they had no business beating the Rams. And then in the playoffs, 3-point win against the Panthers when they are 10.5 point favorites. 4.5 point favorites against the Bears, 3-point win. Did not cover either game. Did not look very impressive in either game. They are actually outgained by the Bears, 5.1 yards per play to 4.4 yards per play. And Matt Stafford also has not looked good in these playoffs. I don't know if it's because his thumb or his throwing finger is still hurt and not as many people are talking about it, but these are bad defenses he played against in the first two rounds. Panthers are not a good defense, and the Bears, if you take away their turnovers, not a good defense. In those two games, I'm just bringing it up now, in those two games, he completed 52.4% of passes, not good. 6.7 yards per pass attempt, not good. Quarterback rating, 80.6, not good. He's thrown for a decent amount of yards, 304 and 258, but those completion percentages, not promising. Against bad defenses, if he put up those numbers against the Seahawks defense, okay. But I'm not confident he's going to, unless he turns things around, unless his injured finger gets a little bit better. So the Rams, as a whole, haven't been playing well. Matt Stafford hasn't been playing well. The Rams defense, not good. Not good lately. Remember, they were kind of the scariest defense in the NFL for a moment in time there this season. But if you look back to week 13, if you look back to week 13, the Rams defense, 18th in opponent EPA per play. Not good. Their defense has been very average the final stretch of the season. The Bears moved the ball. I know they didn't score a ton of points. The Rams came up big on some short yardage situations, but the Bears, for the most part, moved the ball pretty easily against this Rams defense. So, number one main reason, I think Seahawks have been playing better recently. Momentum, there is something to be said for that in the NFL. The second reason is special teams. The Seahawks have a much better special teams unit. Second in the NFL in special teams DVOA, the Rams are 26th. If you remember, the last time these two teams played, it was a punt return touchdown for the Seahawks that sparked their comeback and ended up leading to them winning the game. The Rams then fired their special teams coordinator after that game, but still, their special teams have not been good at all. And I know that's crazy, or it sounds crazy to cite special teams when handicapping a game, but in a game that's a 2.5-point spread between division rivals who have already played twice this season, it's going to be a close one, and sometimes, as it was shown last time these two teams played, a special teams play here, a special teams play there, can swing the momentum of a game. It can be what ends up deciding who wins and who loses. So momentum and special teams are actually the two biggest reasons why I like the Seahawks in this game. I will take the -2.5, -110 against the Rams. My player props for this game. I'm going to target two running backs to start. I will start with the Seahawks. I will take Kenneth Walker over 86.5 rushing yards at -113. No Zach Charbonnet, obviously, so Kenneth Walker is likely to get the bulk of the carries in this game for the Seahawks. And I don't know if people realize how often the Seahawks run the football. They actually run the football on 50.61% of their plays. That's the second most in the league. Over their last three games, they've ran the ball on 58% of their plays. So they run the ball a ton. With no Charbonnet, I think Kenneth Walker is going to get a ton of work in this game. And as I mentioned before, the Rams defense has regressed, and they've actually allowed 4.3 yards per carry this season. So their run defense has actually been very average. So I think Kenneth Walker is going to have a big game. Kenneth Walker, especially if the Seahawks take the lead, run the game, I think they're going to ride the run game, whether it's close or whether they're winning. The only time I think they're going to really dig into the pass game is if they find themselves in a deficit. So I'll take Kenneth Walker over 86.5 rushing yards. I'm going to go under on a Rams running back for his rushing yards, but not Kyren Williams. I'm going to go their backup running back, or second string. It's not really backup. Second string, their second running back, Blake Corum, under 31.5 rushing yards. Let's state the obvious. He's their second string. He has played 36% of offensive snaps, around 36% of offensive snaps in the Rams' first two playoff games, so he only gets about a third of offensive snaps. So his carries might be limited, especially if the Rams find themselves fighting from behind. They're not going to run the ball. So two different ways he could just not get enough carries. And even if he does get carries, he has to play a Seahawks defense that's first in opponent yards per carry, first in opponent rush EPA, first in opponent rush success rate. They are inarguably the best run defense in the entire NFL. So you can go Kyren Williams instead, but I think this is a pretty high rushing yards total, I think, for a backup running back going up against the best run defense in the NFL. So I'll go Blake Corum under 31.5 rushing yards at -110. Let me refresh my NHL scores. Senators 1, Okay, so I'm not going to get reverse swept tonight. 2-1 Jets Blues second intermission. Okay, that's fine, but that could get sketchy in the third period. I have the under 6 in that one, and Devils Oilers starts in 15 minutes. Come on, come on. Let me go 3-0 in the NHL tonight. Come on. Oh, man, that would be nice. Okay. Last bet for the show here. I'm in a sad state. Last pick, it's a touchdown score for the Seahawks. It goes back to what I was talking about with special teams. Rashid Shaheed, anytime touchdown, plus 360 for the Seahawks. Obviously, he can score a couple different ways. He can score like he did last time against the Rams on a punt return. He scored for the Seahawks on a kick return this past week. Rashid Shaheed has, I don't think enough people are talking about how great of a pickup. He might have been, he must have been the best trade deadline trade this year by the Seahawks. He's been unbelievable returning kicks for the Seahawks, and he could score offensively as well. Now, he doesn't get as many looks offensively for the Seahawks. He was targeted twice last game. The Seahawks didn't really throw the ball much, but he had a catch in week 18. Like, he's good for at least one catch a game. He actually gets a couple of rushing. He actually, last week, he had two rushing attempts. So, he could score on the ground. He could score through the air. He could score on a special teams touchdown. So, I will take Rashid Shaheed anytime touchdown. The best odds, I believe, are at FanDuel. Plus, actually, I bet a plus 360. It's up to plus 370. Over at FanDuel for that. So Rashid Shaheed, anytime touchdown for the Seahawks, plus 360. So those are my bets for Conference Championship Sunday. I'll just recap them now. For Patriots Broncos, I got Patriots minus 5. I got Kayshon Booty touchdown, plus 280. I got Kayshon Booty over 37.5 receiving yards. I also have Jarrett Stidham over 13.5 rush yards. For the Rams Seahawks, I got Seahawks minus 2.5. I got Kenneth Walker over 86.5 rush yards. I got Blake Corum under 31.5 rush yards. I got Rashid Shaheed anytime touchdown plus 360. Those are my 8 bets for Conference Championship Sunday. Best of luck to all of your bets. Next week, obviously, I will not have an episode next week. But then the week after, just because I love these stupid challenges that just result in me losing a ton of money, the week after, I will do the same thing I did last year, where last year I did 59 bets for Super Bowl 59. I will do 60 bets for Super Bowl 60. So that'll either be late next week or early the week after. So that'll be the next time you'll hear from me. But if you're not following me already, please follow me on X, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, at Ian MacBets, at Ian MacBets, IAINMAC Bets. I'm doing some more video content this year, so be sure to follow me on all those platforms, please. And also, sign up for Picket. Use the code MACBETS when you sign up. And if you sign up for Picket Pro, use the code MACBETS. You get 10% off your first year subscription. Thank you all so much for watching and listening. Gamble or bless. I'll see you all next time.
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance in the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offering, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.